Today we have a very special guest with us. Similar to last time, we have a privilege to interview the guest from Forbes 30 Under 30's award winner. And today we have two of very young men right here, and they have amazing products and really solve the problems that typically people at their age doesn't look at this kind of service. Normally, people try to look fancy. They go to blockchains and all these complicated jargons and trend, but they really try to solve the real problem. And I'm so honored to have them, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear more from them. So, hey guys, Jasper and Terrence, thanks for being here. Can you let them know, like, what do you do, who do you serve, and the results you generate?
Hi everybody, I'm Jasper.
I'm Terrence.
So I'm the Chief Technology Officer and co-founder of Easy.
I'm the Chief Design Officer and co-founder of Easy.
So here at Easy, we serve the business community. On one side, we have the buyers, and on the other side, we have the suppliers that make up the entire supply chain.
Right. So can you let us know, like, on the buyers and suppliers? So for the suppliers, what is typically the most common things that they sell? What do they supply?
So typically, they sell a lot of industrial consumables, like maybe safety gloves, maybe safety vests, helmets, etc. Yeah. So they are, and so they mainly serve the industrial community. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. So basically, that's why I say it's very interesting, because a lot of startups try to do everything digital, selling things digital and stuff like that. You guys are solving a real problem where you kind of help traditional businesses or big company maybe that want to move online but don't know how. You guys connect them. So yeah, so with that, right, with this unique thing, and of course you guys are B2B in both sides, right? You need to get more supplier and more buyers. And people always ask, like, in marketing, like, is there any marketing strategy for B2B? Does online works? Like, can you share with them, like, when you're starting out, what marketing strategy you implement and what works? And what do you guys still doing? What do you guys have stopped doing?
Sure. Happy to share that, Wilson. So at the start, we focus very much on search engine optimization, because we knew that procurement officers, the first thing they do when they need to find a product, they will go to Google and search.
Yeah.
And because their companies will require them to get 3 quotations, we are very much at the forefront of every procurement decision. So at the start, we focus on search engine optimization, SEO. And when we hit a plateau, we shifted our strategy towards search engine marketing. So we started paying for ads, we started buying shopping ads, we started buying search engine search listings, and right. that proved very good for us. And it helped us to get to the level or the revenue targets that we need to raise our funds. Yeah.
Right. So, I think there is this one question that I want to ask you guys, and normally I ask every single interviewee, like, if let's say you were to start together, I think when you share with me your marketing strategy, it sounds like now, looking back, you're making the right choice. But of course, there's things that you wish you haven't done, you didn't do it, or things like this. If you were to start all over again, like, what is the things you will never do, or you wish you didn't do, or things you would change, and yeah, things that you do right? So maybe each of you can share with us, like, if you were to start this all over again, what is the first few things that you will do and you will not do?
I think I wouldn't have focus on maybe, you know, some of the small things that don't really matter, like, oh, whether like this banner looks better on the left side or the right side, like things like that. Because like some things in the initial phase, you may feel like it is very important, but in the larger picture of everything else, actually it's just a small thing that, you know, you can actually do without or revisit later on. And a lot of times when, especially in the early phase, like when you are doing, when you're just building one small feature, but at that point in time, it may seem like a very big feature and you spend a lot of time over it because you were just starting out then. Yeah. But in hindsight, when you look back, you just realize that, oh, actually this thing is so insignificant when you have so much other more impactful things to work on, or like more like things that actually matter to the company. Yeah.
Okay. So that is like one of the things that you want to avoid. I think we always talk about risk rewards, or in your point of view will be effort cost versus like the impact.
So some of the things that I would do differently are regarding marketing and regarding so the first thing is regarding marketing, and the second thing is regarding culture and hiring. So on the marketing side, I think when we just started, we were like, I failed to realize that what got you to where you are will not get you to the next stage that you want to be. So we kept focusing on writing articles until we realized that, hey, the needle is not really moving anymore. That's when we realized that, okay, we need to pump, we need to invest, we need to put money into SEM, search engine marketing. And when that hit its new plateau, you know, I failed to realize that, oh, it's time to switch our strategies again. So currently what's working for us now is because it's B2B, we had to shift our strategy towards sales. So getting that lead, getting that connection, the network is very important. Connecting to the different stakeholders in the company, and then it was like a 360 degree kind of marketing strategy where, you know, they see us on socials, but hey, they got a ping from our CEO, and we're talking to the people on the ground, we're talking to the people in the middle, and that's how we actually capture the lead and close the sale. So that's one of the things that I would do differently. And secondly, in terms of culture, I think when we just started, we failed to analyze how just the culture difference. So we made a few wrong decisions in terms of hiring, and it pained me a lot to have to let some of the people go despite having, you know, despite getting them to join us at the start and convincing them that, hey, easy, just. On hindsight, I think I would look at it differently, and I would analyze it differently as well. So learned a lot from that.
Yeah, I think like hiring is hard, and I think firing is equally hard normally. I really like I think the point on like what you say about the marketing strategy when stages change, especially when starting a company and startup, like things change. There's moving goalposts, like there is so many different factors that might cause the strategy work, don't work, markets, investors, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Currently, can you share with us before we go back to about the things that you will do? But what's the strategy currently? Like if, because from SEO, you say sales, right? I like the part where you say 360 marketing. I mean, do you reach out to them through online, offline, phone call, meetings, seminars, exhibitions?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So our main mode of marketing, or I would say sales right now, the outreach is mainly done on LinkedIn and networking. So chances are you know somebody who knows somebody. And that somebody can get you into, you know, can get you into that first step into the company. So right. Just to recap, two strategies: networking, people that you know, the word of mouth, and the second strategy is via LinkedIn. We use these two strategies, and they have proved to serve us very well.
Right.
I think okay. One more thing is that over time we have been building up brand value. So that was something that actually kind of helped us also as we started conversations with people around us. Yeah. Like in the past when your brand was nothing, like not much people knew about your brand, it will typically work against you because when you're trying to pitch to them, hey, we are easy, we're a B2B marketplace. And then also they will be like, no, I've never heard of you before. I've never seen in the news. Like, how can you, don't work with people like that?
It doesn't really help when you guys are young, right? this is one of the things that I kind of I don't really like about, to be honest, in Asia market is like. Mm-hmm. When you are in the between young and not so old and stuff like that, you are in this limbo where people expect you to be lawyer and doctor and stuff like that. When you are too young, 13 years old, they will appraise you. You start a company early. And when you're old, you're great. You never give up. But then when you're like 20s, seems like the worst time to start. Like you see a baby face and it seems like just coming up from university.
Yeah.
You're like, and it doesn't help. You have like new company and young faces. Yeah. So yeah. I didn't feel you like a lot of our friends also have that problem. How about things that you guys will never change? Like things that it's the right decision, even looking back, that will never change.
I think it is really like starting easy with Jasper and my other co-founder Logan, because like really the things that you learn and get out of running a company or a startup is like so much more rewarding, and it's like very fulfilling. I don't know.
Yes.
It's like every day you get to work on interesting things every day. Yeah. Like it doesn't feel like it's like, wow, every day you're just so tired every day at the end of the day. But you go home, you're very happy. And then you just close your eyes, you wake up again the next day, then you go to work again, and then you do the same things all over again. And yeah, at the end of the day, you just feel like, okay, wow, it's just so rewarding.
Yeah.
And the best thing is you are doing it with the people that have the same goal, you know, mindset, vision, and with you.
All right. Do you guys have the same answer for this part?
Actually, yes.
It's great because then I think that explained also, like by two of you also have the same answer. I believe if we bring another co-founder Logan in, I think that would be the same answer because then that's also the reason why it's the best thing, right? Like three of you have the same vision and also like entrepreneurship, one of the biggest problems people always say is very lonely. But I think you guys, the three of you, solved that by having each other, complementing each other. And at the same time, like, I believe with the skill set, it also complement. So that is like the best thing you guys can have. It's hard. That is also one of the things that, especially when you are young, it's the hardest thing because when money pouring in, a lot of times that's when relationships start to tear apart, right? Yeah, so yeah, I'm so happy that you guys have that. So I just have one last question. I felt that I have to ask this, like, so what's next? Because COVID-19, I think you guys might have you know, a little bit changes, maybe a little bit of high, or because people moving online, guys also providing that. But now with things kind of stabilizing and maybe going back to a new normal, grid reset, what's next for you guys? What is the next 6 months goals that you guys are, you know, looking for?
So what's next at EZ? During COVID, we've seen how the supply chain is actually quite fragile. Companies are closing. So on our buyers, our big buyers, they are seeing their supply chain breakdown, and some of the companies are no longer, they've closed down. So and it's very sad to see that lah. On EZ side, we are doing our part to help our buyers make the supply chain more resilient. So when you come to EZ and source, you're not sourcing from one supplier. You are sourcing from 800 different suppliers, and that supplier list is growing every day. Every day, we have a product team. We're looking for more suppliers. We're looking for more products. We're updating prices. And that's how we'll do our part for the next 6 months to a year in terms of supporting the economy, supporting the factories and the petrochemical plants, the engineering companies in Singapore. Yeah, and we are excited to be a part, to play our part in that.
I saw this model before, but I think you guys having the right people, right time, right market, I think that meet every single thing that is needed for startup to work as well. So yeah, I really love it. Like the way you said, like by using you guys, there's also you guys not just acting as place for people to find more still, right? A lot of platform position themselves. Have, you use me, there's more customer. You guys also provide kind of a safety net. Also like just in case, you know, maybe today you trust this supplier, have been working with them 10 years, and then like next day, you know, one small thing fires, tuck, then the whole thing crack, right? Yeah. And then you start, so where do I find that thing? Yeah. Yeah, I really love it. You guys, you position your company, I think that's very powerful. Not just like, oh, by using us, you'll get more sales. Yeah. Okay, so I think that wrap it all up. By the way, guys, if you guys want to learn more about your company, I'll leave the link in the description above and or below, wherever you guys are watching or listening. And if you guys have any burning questions, I think either you guys can pass it through to me and reach out to them, or maybe you guys can connect to them through social media. For those of you that are based in Singapore, I think what we can do as our part is also like, if let's say your parents, your friends, network have things that company that is relevant that can use EZ to solve their problem, can always reach out to them. I think they're more than happy to serve you guys in this market as well.